John chapter 1, verses 14 to 18. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we've all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Great. Well, I wonder what luxuries your days already started with. What did you have for your breakfast? Did you have some smoked salmon with cream cheese on a bagel? Something like that? Did you have a glass of Buck's Fizz? No? No, just porridge, was it again? toast in the front row here. Bacon butty. Some people are really pushing the boat out. Yeah, that's it. I bet we've all got some luxuries to look forward to. I bet we're going to have some treats today. What are we going to have? We're going to probably have turkey, and we're going to have sausages and bacon, and we're going to have Brussels sprouts. Toast and Brussels sprouts for the bells. And it's going to be Christmas pudding, isn't it? And brandy butter and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a calorie overload today, I bet you, for everyone. And then I guess we're going to have crackers. Aren't we going to have crackers you're going to pull? And you're going to probably have maybe some party poppers, and you might wear a silly hat on your head. And what's that, Jessica? Chocolate. I was coming to that. I bet you many homes, there'll be little bowls of Quality Street wrapped in that colourful paper that just says, "You've got to take one." So today we're going to be eating and feasting. We're going to be feasting like kings, aren't we? We're going to be absolutely living it up, feasting like kings. Let's see if I've got the puff to blow it up. I think it's got a little hole in it, so it takes extra work. Right. So we're going to be eating like kings today, feasting. But why? Why are we feasting today? Why do we feast? Why do we enjoy all these things? Why do we do it? Why? The king actually isn't. There's no king here right now, and some of us might feel a little bit bad about feasting today. We might think of the poor people in the world, or we might think of the fact that Jesus was very poor when he came. We might think about those things, that the poverty of Jesus when he came to us. There are some people who say it's all wrong, aren't there? People who feel guilty about the fact that we indulge today and have so much. But we do it because our Lord Jesus came bringing so many good things to us. I don't know if you noticed it in the reading there, in John 1 verse 16. It says, "Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given." In the other translation it says, "Grace upon grace." That means he brought us one good thing after another. He brought one good thing after another. More and more good things to us. So many good things. All that God could give us was given in the coming of this Lord Jesus. Now, around the room, I have hidden some bags of chocolate coins. And I'm just saying, there are a few bags of chocolate coins hidden around the room. This is gradually going to deflate, and eventually will go down over my head, probably. So I just need anyone under the age of 11, just to include Max and Jessica, 11 and under, to just help me find the bags of gold coins and bring them up, if you can. There are three on this side and three on that side. This side are at low level. That side are slightly higher. Have you found any yet, though? They're not that well hidden. Yes, come bring it forward, Emily. Thank you very much. Thank you. You can stay here. That's right. Great. Thank you. There are definitely two more along here, I think. Unless Simon Bell tucked into them. Christine was telling me I can see at least one just from here. Jessica, you've just walked past one. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks, Jerusha. Brilliant. Let's see, what are these gold coins? Whoa, brilliant. Thank you very much. Oh, wonderful. Gold coins. We've got these because this talks about... You can go and sit down if you like. Thank you. This is going to go down. Here it goes. I'll take it off. We've got these because they're fitting at Christmas, because they talk about wealth, don't they? Coins, gold coins, about wealth. And we're remembering that Jesus has enriched our lives immeasurably. He's made us fantastically rich in all the things that really matter. And that's why I've attached on these bags, gold coins. He's given us these riches that we would never have had otherwise. Adoption as God's children. Pop that there. Adoption as God's children. What does this one say? Jesus as our brother and friend. He's given us that richness as well. The privilege of prayer. Privilege of prayer. Forgiveness of our sins. The Holy Spirit in us. Now, I've got two more bags here. And I've got a pen and a couple more tags. And I just wondered whether any of you, I'll see if I can find them now, whether anyone could think of any other blessings, because it's grace upon grace, and I thought we could just attach two more. Can anyone think of other great blessings that we have through Jesus coming to us? Any great riches that we wouldn't have otherwise? I can think of a couple. I've prepared just in case we're blank this morning. What kind of riches? Forgiveness of our sins we've got. Yeah, got there. Anything? Promise of eternal life. Yeah, let's write that down. Yeah, thank you. Anyone else got one? Promise of eternal life. That's right. Relationship with God. Yeah, thanks, Bob. I might give these to you and let you stick them on. Relationship with God. I'd thought of things like purpose and meaning in our lives. That's such a blessing, isn't it? To have purpose and meaning in our lives. I'll give these to Barbara and she can stick them on while we carry on. There you go. Thanks. And there's the sellotape. That's fantastic. Thank you. So that's right. We've got all these wonderful things, haven't we? There's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 that says that Jesus became poor so that we might become rich. And that's what we're remembering today. We're feasting and partying to remember all that he's done for us. And you know that God has given us ways of enjoying and celebrating. He loves it when we celebrate with colour and taste and smells and all the kind of wonderful good things that he's given to us. He loves cream and he loves the taste of chocolate. And he loves all these great gifts of creation that he's given to us. And he loves it when we celebrate, because it shows we understand what his son's coming means. So Christians have always celebrated Christmas the very best that they could. Think about a long time ago. Thank you very much. A long time ago, when people were a lot poorer, perhaps they didn't eat meat day by day, but they would have some meat, wouldn't they, on Christmas Day. Perhaps they'd just have a tangerine, and that was considered a massive luxury because they were able to celebrate. Obviously, Jesus is, he's the key, isn't he? He's the real reason to our feasting. Because if you took Jesus out of Christmas, if he wasn't the focus and the reason for our celebration, it would be like ripping all these things off. Sorry. Don't worry, Barbara, I'm giving them back to you. You can stick them on again in a minute. This is meant to be a powerful illustration of what it would be like to try and celebrate Christmas without Jesus. What would we be left with? We'd be left with all the things that we can have any other time of the year, just in greater measure, greater quantity. But with Jesus, at the center of our celebrations, we have all these wonderful things. And you know, with Jesus at the center of our celebrations today, he gives us a joy that lasts no matter what. And a joy that is greater than what presents we get. We'll be joyful today, no matter what presents we get. No matter who we're spending today with, really. No matter who wins at Monopoly later on. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the wonderful thing, isn't it, about Jesus at the center of our celebrations today. He gives us a joy that lasts. And I want to say as well that the celebrating Jesus today on Christmas Day with all these wonderful things means learning to celebrate in his royal way. Perhaps we've got our minds slightly on the royal family today, with Prince Philip not having been well, and it's been a challenging year for them too. And we sometimes think, I wonder what it would be like to be at Sandringham celebrating Christmas. How do they do it? But we've a king, and we know that he celebrates in a particular way. Christmas is often talked about like this time to just indulge yourself, all your kind of appetites, and just kind of go completely over the top and binge on stuff. But that's not really the royal way, is it, that Jesus teaches us to celebrate? Yes, he says, enjoy the good things of creation, but he says, enjoy it with others. Enjoy looking after each other. Take time to think of one another. Give gifts that you've thought carefully about. Offer to help setting the table. See what you can do for a next door neighbour, perhaps who's alone today. Go and look after the people around you. He teaches us his royal way of celebrating. So today, let's enjoy celebrating and feasting together. Let's thank God for all the good gifts he's given to us that help us to celebrate the coming of Jesus. They're all good and wonderful things. And so, you know, just hope we all, wherever we are, whether we're with family or we're traveling in this afternoon, or whether we've traveled already this morning, may God really bless our time together as we celebrate Jesus.